superchargers, headlights, and more. With over 122 million parts, eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Stay on your A-game with all the parts you need at the prices you want. It's easy to bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This is The Rich Eisen Show.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
Live from The Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Aaron Rodgers, bless you, man. If I called Susie and said, hey, 4 months ago, this is when Valentine's Day is when I decided to go into 4 days of darkness, that would be the end of it. She'd be like, stay in darkness. I don't want to see it.
Earlier on the show, from NBC Sports, Peter King. Coming up, Emmy Award-winning actor Henry Winkler, co-host of CBS Mornings, Nate Burleson. And now... it's Rich Eisen.
Okay, hour number two of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. Parade watch is on. I'm looking at my network, NFL Network. Mahomes has got the ski goggles. He's got the ski goggles on, so that's going to make sure that anything that gets sprayed, anything that gets any liquid won't get in the eyes. He's ready. He's prepared. He's come prepared. He's ready to go. He's tweeted out it's going to be a long day. It's going to be awesome.
He's had a long couple of days. I mean, he went, looks like they were partying after in some club, whether that's yes. Arizona or Vegas. Then he went, he did the Disneyland. So he was out in California on Monday. Then did Kimmel that night. Flew back to Kansas City. Now parade.
Let me just tell you something. And this could be the most tiring thing he's done. And it doesn't matter if you're set up with a guide, you're set up with any of the tickets to cut the lines, you got the VIP treatment. Walking around Disneyland with small children.
Two.
Okay. I don't care. It's long.
Yeah.
And even Mahomes, after a while, is like, that much for a sandwich? Like, it's...
It's
you know what I mean?
Expensive. It's expensive.
Honestly.
Expensive.
After a while, after a while, it's like, this passport ain't fun anymore.
No.
Okay?
Passport me out of
and
here.
He allegedly has a high ankle sprain.
It is amazing. When your kids, have you taken Cage to a...
Hell no.
Okay. It is magic when your child meets one of the Disney characters and thinks that this character is the real thing. Like, that's really Mickey Mouse. Mickey Mouse
exists.
I didn't
meet Olaf when I met Olaf.
Oh, Mike.
Well, I mean, I'm sorry to let you know, Mike. Oh. Yeah. I know you like warm hugs, but that wasn't Olaf. Yeah. You've met the real Olaf.
You
sat here multiple
real,
times in Josh Gad and you creeped him out, I think, both times. But anyway, kudos to Patrick Mahomes. What's tougher? Running 26 yards in the fourth quarter of a Super Bowl away from the Philadelphia Eagles to set your team up for a win on a high ankle sprain, or a day later, everything's worn off, you're wiped out, you've gotten no sleep, and your two kids, they do not care. Like, come on, Daddy, another ride. I'm telling you. It's a lot. Just pointing that out.
But this is the end of it now at this point.
I don't know. I don't know. Good for him. Good for him. Ankle watch. Oh, let's wrap that up while we're on the subject. Let's watch. You know, we were all on this all year. If the year is like 3 weeks, you know, as soon as he got hurt, you know, the whole getting off the podium, getting on the podium when, you know, after beating the Jaguars, and is he going to be ready for the AFC Championship game? And then we all know he got hurt again in the Super Bowl.
Did he?
You say that he wasn't hurt. You're out of your mind.
He had the longest rush of the game and looked totally fine.
So what?
He's just got the guts.
Come on now.
Yeah. Adrenaline.
Adrenaline
rush.
That
kicks in?
He said he didn't take a shot either.
I don't believe that.
Yeah.
Maybe I took one with Emmett Smith.
I took two.
Little tequila. TJ was legit, I think.
Drunk?
Yeah.
Like woozy.
Look, I'm not being paid. That was legitimately some of the best tequila. Yeah. Maybe the best. It was the smoothest I've ever had.
This guy over there.
It was
I'm not a big tequila guy, but that was it.
Patrick Mahomes was asked at his MVP press conference, by the way, which you also have to wake up. Some of these guys, I think, have shown up still hung, you know, still buzzed.
He never went to sleep.
I don't think so.
Kind of.
His MVP press conference is like, congratulations, you win the Super Bowl. At least it's not on the East Coast. Well, those games sometimes end around, like, and you're done with your press availability. It's midnight by the time you get out of there to your party. Anyway, this is what he had to say about his ankle.
Yeah, I think I'll for sure be ready for OTAs and everything like that. Obviously, we'll have to continue the rehab, continue the treatment that we were doing. And just give it some rest. I mean, I think the best thing for it is going to be rest. And just try to make sure that when we get to OTAs, I'm ready to go. The only thing that might take a hit is my golf game. So I'll have to take a few weeks off of that.
Good answer. You know, that's what's more unsatisfying, the end of Super Bowl 57 or the end of Ankle Watch?
The end of the game.
More satisfying?
But
less satisfying. Less satisfying.
That wasn't convincing that he was actually hurt.
No, his golf game's getting hurt. I mean, if you're walking around Disneyland, that's a long-ass walk, Matt.
A lot of
walk. Let's not forget, though, after riding a bike, couldn't finish the NFC Championship game, Jay Cutler is out walking Rodeo Drive with his wife a couple days later. So I guess there's a lot of resiliency that can be had in Southern California.
It's in the water.
We just hung up from Peter King. Patrick Mahomes is boo, I guess. Henry Winkler will be joining us in about 15 minutes' time.
It's man crush.
So cold in Kansas City,
looks cold.
By the way.
Is that confetti or is that snow?
That's
confetti. That was confetti.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, it's confetti.
Yeah. All right,
the parade has begun.
All right.
So we just hung up with Peter King, who said the number one offseason story is what do the Ravens do with Lamar Jackson? That's a good one.
It's a good one.
Because as you know, my Spidey sense has been going off like crazy since December. That's not as copacetic as we seem to be, as John Harbaugh said. 200% chance that Lamar's starting quarterback for the Ravens.
200?
I don't know.
Is that even possible?
I don't know. It's what we call hyperbole, exaggeration for effect. I don't know. And so that's entirely possible. But to me, the quarterback carousel has already begun. Derek Carr, and I know we're going to wait to hear about Aaron Rodgers. But to me, the number one story, because it's going to last all the way to the last week of April, is what's going on with the Chicago Bears and what's going on with anybody who wants to move up to the first overall selection for Bryce Young. I'm telling you, I'm not stirring it up for clicks or anything else. We had Justin Fields on our program last week. Multiple radio television shows have asked for permission to play the sound bites because I looked Justin Fields square in the face and I'm like, are you ready to have questions surrounding you being the quarterback of the Chicago Bears moving forward? Are you ready for that? Because it's coming. It is coming, and it's already started. And it's not because I'm talking about it. It's already started, not just because it's being talked about elsewhere. Not just because, as I've told you, because Bryce Young and CJ Stroud are going to be neck and neck, I believe, for the first quarterback selected in this year's draft. It's going to come down to who do you like more? Who do you feel is more accomplished? Who's more ready? Who's more sturdy? Who can withstand? All of that stuff. And the team that holds the number one overall pick in the draft already has a quarterback who they traded up for in the draft, have stuck out there for 2 years with two different coaches, and had him get beat up, and despite all that, have seen flashes of outstanding play and also the two-way threat that you need in this year in this league. The two-way threat you need in this league to be a difference maker in this league at quarterback. You have seen that from Justin Fields. My God, have you seen that from Justin Fields? He might be the second quarterback taken in your fantasy draft next year after Jalen Hurts. Think about it. So I told that, despite that, to Justin Fields, because at some point the Bears are going to have to bring these guys in to make it seem like they're going to take him. And why am I saying that? Because everybody thinks the Bears are just going to go for a defensive player. They're just going to go for a defensive player, and the Texans are going to take one of the two quarterbacks. And so you're sitting there thinking, okay, so someone's going to have to go to the Bears to get one of those two quarterbacks, right? Well, Todd McShay's already thought about it, because this is the way that this gets discussed, even before the combine and before and after the combine and before the Bears bring in these quarterbacks, because they do have to make it seem like they're going to take them. Because otherwise, why is anybody going to go trade up to go there if you think, okay, all I got to do is trade to say it, put up a Todd McShay mock draft. Go to number three. Cardinals don't need, right, a quarterback long-term. They got Kyler Murray. I'll just trade with them, and I'll get Young or Stroud because I don't care. Bears might want to flip that pick. And Todd McShay thinks that they're going to do it with the Colts. Bryce Young will be drafted by the Colts, moving up from 4 to 1, and then the Bears move from 1 to 4, probably get the Colts first-round selection in next year's draft and maybe a 2 and whatever else, and they still get Jalen Carter from Georgia. What a coup that would be for the Bears, and the way to do it is to make it seem like they're going to take Bryce Young. I'm telling you, that's the way to make sure it happens. Because if they do that, they can get more from the Colts. Why wouldn't the Colts just think, okay, they're taking a quarterback at one. I mean, they're taking a defensive player at one. Sure, we might lose Bryce Young at 2 to the Texans, but we love Stroud just as much. Let's go to 3 and let's go get him before anybody else comes up and get him. If people are going to continuously trade up, the Bears are going to be like, why don't you trade up with us?
Yep.
That's where you get the guy you definitely want. Trade it with us. And in order for the Bears to do that, they got to make it seem like they're taking him. And by the way, the fact that Shane Steichen has been been hired by the Colts. I mean, Bryce Young, is that the guy or what? Alabama quarterback who can do it both? Did Steichen just take one of those guys to the Super Bowl? Yep. So, Indianapolis, let's get the guy who is behind Jalen Hurts becoming the guy. Let's get him, and let's get him an Alabama quarterback who can throw it and run it. Let's do it. What do you think? Does that work? In order to make sure that happens, they got to go to the Bears. Otherwise, the Texans might take their guy. Or the Bears could, too. We're not going to get them if sitting there at 4. We might get neither of them at 4. We got to go to 1 to get one. Because the Bears might take them. Bears can't just come out and say, we're taking a defensive player. Everybody else, move on. We love Will Anderson. We love Jalen Carter. That's it. When they can still get the guy and your first-round pick next year. That's the way to do it.
Yeah.
And Justin Fields is going to have to sit there and know that the Bears will, by implication, make it sound like they're not sold on him. Because they're bringing in Young and Stroud. They'll bring in Levis, too. What the hell? Why not? We fall in love with him. At some point, everybody gets pushed up to the top of the draft because of need and also because you hear, wow, he lit it up at his pro day. He lit it up here. He lit it up there. Or he lit up the... the whiteboard in the interview room. He was so great. Everybody raves about that guy. We got to go get him. Who can tell you? Guaranteed you get him. The Bears. Thank you, Lovie Smith, for that. This goes all the way to draft week, and it starts now. I get it. Rodgers is Rodgers. First ballot Hall of Famer. Could he move on from Green Bay? Could he go to New York? That's a huge story. Huge. That's wrapped by mid-March. What about Derek Carr? Lamar Jackson's free. Oh, my God. Another former MVP. He's free? Mm-hmm. What's going on there? He leaves? He goes to New York. He winds up in, say, Tampa. He winds up somewhere else. Huge story. That's wrapped by March. This one goes to damn near May. And it's going to be nonstop. Could we find out at some point the Bears do fall in love with a defensive player and they feel that they're damaging the relationship with Justin Fields so much that they're going to have to tamp it down and just say, screw it? Yeah. Or do they want the Colts pick? Do they want the Texans pick? Texans get nervous that they could possibly take their guy. They have to make it seem like they're going to pull the trigger on a quarterback. It's coming. I'm telling you. And everybody email Chris Brockman for that Justin Fields sound that we got last year's Super Bowl. Right? You're the guy?
Yes. Very I'm good. The guy.
844-204-RICH, number to dial. Henry Winkler, baby.
Let's go.
I've got the top five spots best for Derek Carr.
Ooh.
I got a top five list for you. Ooh. That's the top of hour number three. That's coming up. And the parade has begun. Wait a minute. Is that him and goggles? That's not Henry Winkler and goggles on a bus.
Oh,
no, it's not.
That would be awesome.
Just joking. Henry Winkler, the all-time great human. Oh, yeah, we got to send him this Step Brothers photograph with him and Patrick Mahomes. That's coming up. Let's talk Sleep Number, people, because quality sleep is so essential. That's why the Sleep Number smart bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, and the same thing for your partner, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side, helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature, quiets your snores or your partner's? Sleep Number does that. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70. 10 numbers apart, but it truly is the world of difference. The Sleep Number sleep that you get is unbelievable. You will love it. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now you could save 50%. That's 50%. On the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. It's that time of year, people. Spring has sprung, and that means spring cleaning, or at least the partner in your life is demanding that you do it. Whether that means stocking up on cleaning supplies or swapping out your winter clothes for new spring clothes, make sure you're using Ibotta and get real cash back with every purchase. Ibotta is a free app that gives you the most cash back every time you shop on hundreds of items from groceries to beauty supplies to toys. The average Ibotta user earns $256 per year. That could cover the cost of an entire shopping trip, that flight you've been eyeing, or the fancy dinner you've been craving. Join the over 50 million users and earn cash back every time you shop from over 2,700 brands and retailers. And right now, Ibotta is offering our listeners $5 for just trying Ibotta by using the code EISEN when you register. Just go to the App Store or Google Play Store and download the free Ibotta app to start earning cash back and use my code EISEN. That's IBOTTA in the Google Play or App Store and use my code EISEN. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, along with our Roku channel stream, sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger is the right product for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. As soon as the Chiefs won the Super Bowl, I said, let's just throw out a line to our friend to see if he'll come back on the show to talk about Patrick Mahomes being the MVP of the league. And the now MVP of the Super Bowl, first quarterback to pull off that double dip since Kurt Warner did in 1999, and just Mahomes being the face of the NFL as he is now. And he said yes. which delights me because he's one of the most delightful humans of all time. Calling in the midst of the Chiefs Super Bowl parade is Patrick Mahomes' new BFF, the great Henry Winkler. How you doing, Henry?
Well, Rich, first of all, I'll tell you that I'm grateful because you are the reason, you're the catalyst for this incredible adventure that I have been on, which culminated yesterday in my making radio commercials for Kansas City for the Super Bowl champs.
Are you serious?
Honestly. I said, hey, you know, I told you that the rituals that every one of you have, it's going to take us to the Super Bowl. It worked. We did this together. Why don't we meet next year and just do it all over again?
Why not? It's called repeating as champs. They can.
Yeah. Now I think, you know, I think stardom has gone to this young man's head because he's never called for dinner.
Well, there's still time. I mean, he's still in the blush of winning it all.
You know what? That's true. I'm going to give him a minute.
Where'd you watch the Super Bowl, Henry? Where'd you watch it?
I watched it right here wearing my jersey.
Mm-hmm.
We were in our family room.
Yes.
Friends came over.
Uh-huh.
We had tacos with shrimp and chicken. A Winkler favorite, which is Mexican salad.
Oh, okay. Yes.
And it was delish, and we cheered and yelled. And I want to tell you, the Eagles, they are a wonderful team.
Yes.
They're a good team. The Chiefs, of course, are the champions.
Yes, they are, Henry. I think you played a little bit of a role. I'll be honest
with you. Can I say that, really, I mean, come on. Patrick Mahomes.
Yes.
When I wasn't kidding when I said he is like in the heavens somewhere. He plays on a whole other level.
He does.
I want to just say, as a short Jew, I couldn't play on a sprained toe, let alone a high ankle.
You'd have to see a chiropractor, right?
I would fall down. I would have them take me off on a stretcher. I would be in an ambulance.
He's unbelievable.
And he runs down the field like a cheetah.
That 26-yard run in the fourth quarter with the game on the line, all tied at 35, first and 10, right around midfield. He runs up the middle, and he runs for 26 yards. I bet that got you off the couch, Henry.
I want to tell you, I was standing on the couch.
Like Tom Cruise on Oprah? Is that what you're saying?
You know, I wasn't jumping up and down. You know, but I have to say, you know, and then I made, I had the most wonderful time. Kit Hoover, who is the wonderful hostess of, you know, the
entertainment shows, yes.
The entertainment shows for Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
Asked me to make a little video for Mrs. Travis.
Ah, okay.
And so in my backyard, I said, Mrs. Travis, congratulations. This must be an amazing thing. The two boys are playing against each other like they did in your living room when they had pillow fights, except with rocks. And, you know, and I would never choose a winner.
Yes.
Go Chiefs. That was totally on me, ma'am. That has nothing to do with you.
Well, you and Kelsey are tight, right? I mean, because he was wearing your shirt about football and family and the Fonz, right?
I never met him because I was taking a picture with Big Red's wife.
Ah, yes.
Who was wearing a championship ring that was so big that you could have pulled chairs up around it and had dinner.
Henry Winkler here in the blush, the afterglow of Super Bowl 57 here on the Rich Eisen Show. This is great. I just love this, Henry, that, you know, you love the guy and then he performs the way that he does on that bum ankle. And now he's a champion and you got to meet him in the whole process. It's
awesome.
Well,
that is also because of you. We went to SoFi Stadium.
Yes.
and they were playing the Chargers.
Yes.
And we were in the – here's what I want to know.
Okay, Henry.
And this is not a knock on any team.
Yes.
You have a beautiful stadium.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what is that, like billions of dollars?
Yes, correct.
Right. And you – and beautiful view and great graphics and televisions all over the place and screens covering that. Why can't the food be any better?
Yes. I agree with you.
I want to say that is some of the worst food I – what is that? A chicken finger? I couldn't even tell chicken.
Well, you've got two season ticket holders from and so far, right? Would you agree with Henry's assessment?
Henry, you are correct.
I actually enjoy the food.
Uh-oh. So do you bring it from home?
I don't think you can bring the bag. I don't think you can.
I'm telling you, I would put it right under my sweatshirt. Or I would go on a diet while I'm watching the game.
You wouldn't have to count your calories. You'll just forego.
But I will say that the staff, the people that were there to help everybody in the, they were delightful.
What a season for you. All right, so how do we when are you free for the dinner? Let's get this down. The dinner with you and the Mahomeses. Let's start figuring out when you're free.
Well, you know,
then we can target Patrick.
I'm going to be in Kansas City.
When are you going?
Missouri.
When?
When I'm going to be in Missouri,
okay.
In Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you exactly when.
Okay. Let's figure this out. Yeah, take out your calendar. Take your time. I don't care.
I've got my calendar out.
Okay.
And I'm that's Detroit.
You going on a tour?
Detroit.
You going on a tour? An American tour? What are you going? What are you doing?
Yeah. No. Comic-Cons. World of Wheels Autorama.
Okay.
And then it is so much fun.
Okay, and that rolls, if you will. Do you see what I just did? That rolls into Kansas City.
So you know what? I have to say that was an incredible pun.
Thank you, sir.
I'm not kidding. I'm going to be there Saturday, the 11th of March.
Okay.
In Kansas City.
All right. Very good. So, honestly, I always thought you were going to be the home team. You can be the away. You can be the away team.
Listen, I said you come to my house.
Right.
You will have the most amazing stuffed chicken with ricotta and spinach.
With a reduction, right? You mentioned there's a reduction.
And a reduction sauce. Right, oh, okay. My God, it's so good.
Yes. But so now you can be the away team. He could be the Mahomes team. I'm just a pun machine right now.
You
Henry,
are. You're on a roll.
Just on fire. So March 11th.
Really. We're going to call you Punsky.
Thank you. So we're gonna circle on that, right? We're gonna circle that.
Okay. But if he is in LA, if he comes for meetings, and I am here, he is at my table.
Okay. Two questions for you, Henry. One current, one past for your career.
Go right ahead.
What's the scoop with Barry? When we see more Barry?
Barry will come on this spring.
Okay.
For the fourth season.
Oh gosh. Fantastic.
I'm doing reshoots, as a matter of fact, next Tuesday and Wednesday.
Okay, because I was about to say, if that was all in the can, as they say in this business, but so you're doing reshoots?
Yeah. Bill looks at the editing and then decides, oop, I want that to be better, I want that to be better, and so we're going to make it better.
He directs all the episodes, right?
He does.
Oh,
well, this year he did.
This year, that's what I mean. This year he's directing all the episodes.
And he really is brilliant.
He is. It got really dark. Is it going to be dark the whole time? Or are we going to get
Let me just say that I got myself a miner's cap.
That's that's how dark it is, huh?
I'm not kidding. I had to feel my way through the set.
By the way, did you hear Aaron Rodgers is going into darkness therapy this week? Did you hear that sports news,
yes,
Henry?
Yes, I did. And I thought, wow, that's so weird. I mean, really, you could sit in a chair and listen to, like, sounds, you know. I listen to a deep rain in the forest with birds. And it works just as well.
So
I found myself in my living room.
How long would you last in a dark room?
I sleep maybe 6 hours a night.
Okay. So you'd be able, no, you'd have to be awake, though. You can't just really be asleep. Awake in a dark
okay,
room.
Okay, then let me just say, I'm going to think about this, Rich.
Yes. Yes,
I will say never. I'm going to go never.
All right, and last one for you, Henry, from your back in the day. Whatever happened to Chuck Cunningham?
Okay, I know exactly what happened to him.
Okay, what happened?
The first guy who played Chuck decided in the middle of shooting, like, the third episode, he went, I don't want to be an actor.
And
he went and he became a an insurance agent in Southern California somewhere.
The actor who played the original Chuck Cunningham in Happy Days. Okay.
Was there for, I'm telling you, like half a season.
Uh-huh.
The second guy was a really wonderful Irish actor.
Mm-hmm.
And what they realized was the Fonz became the older brother. They couldn't write for two older brothers.
Yes.
Hi, Dan. It's Maya.
Hi. And and they couldn't write for two older brothers. So they sent Chuck upstairs.
Yes.
And he never came down.
And that was it?
That was literally the way they handled getting rid of the older brother, who then became an actor in Ron Howard's Willow. I think
Get out of here. Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the Chuck Cunningham, the real estate agent at your front door right now. That could be that guy, too, right now.
Do you know what? I have Ring. And I love it because I was traveling in New Orleans.
Yes.
And I talked to my wife, who was coming home. And it was like she looked around. Went, wait a minute. Where is he? And it was just me through the Ring. But it does make a lot of noise.
And it sets your dog off, as I heard. That's fantastic.
You know what? Yes, my son has a three-legged, idiosyncratic German Shepherd.
Named?
Who is on Trazodone.
Named? What's the name?
Hamlet.
Beautiful.
Because he is as confused as Hamlet was.
Henry, you are the best. I just love the fact that we can talk like this, and you're welcome here anytime you want.
I'm coming back. I'm sure.
I would love it. My gosh! Yeah. And
I want to say something and honest from the bottom of my heart.
Mm-hmm.
I deeply, deeply appreciate the wonderful adventure that I went on because you thought to just extend what I said in when I was with you last year.
Yeah, it truly is the very least I can do for you and all the joy that you've given me, my family, and everyone that I know. You are, without a doubt, one of the greatest humans that I've come across. You deserve it. I hope Mahomes is home on March 11th in Kansas City. I hope this can happen, and if not, we'll find another date for you.
Without a doubt, but I'd love him to come here. But my respect for him, which was major when I first chatted with you, is now off the charts. I mean, you talk about the heart of a lion. The playoff game and then the Super Bowl, that was crazy performance.
I agree. And it was a performance for the ages. I'm so glad you got to enjoy it. Best to your family.
In my jersey that he signed.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
I love it. Now you got to put that on the wall, though, right? You got
to
stop
wearing
it.
Yeah, I'm going to.
Okay, very
good. But I don't know what side.
That's true. Well, the one that he signed, right?
That's what I'm going to do. Thank you for helping me with
that. Is that the front? He signed the front, but
No, he signed the back.
Does it say Winkler on the back of it?
It says Winkler, yeah.
That's it. Signed the back. It says Winkler. Done. That's the
one. That's what I'm going to do.
Do it. Beautiful. Okay. And take
Rich,
a picture.
You are the
send
best.
It right
give
back
my
at
best
you.
To everybody in the studio.
We say hello. Terrific.
Thank you, Henry.
Be well, Henry. We'll chat again soon.
Absolutely.
The great Henry Winkler. Barry's coming back soon. He's going on the road for the Comic-Con. He's going over the... Hey, Patrick has no idea. His beer's being sprayed at him in his goggles right now atop a bus, a double-decker bus in Kansas City. He has no idea that Henry Winkler's coming for dinner March 11th.
Does Mahomes live in Kansas City?
I think he does.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because he's part owner of the world. I think that's easier around.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because he's part of the Royals and the soccer team there, right?
I think he has made a year-round home there.
Great. Yes, that's awesome.
So.
I did not know that.
I mean, do I crash it?
March 11th?
Mm-hmm.
You want to just take a random trip to Kansas City?
I mean, just for that? Maybe we just need to do it for the draft. He's there. We're all there.
That's what I'm saying. Well, we need to be there, too. That's all I'm saying.
No, you're not invited. Sorry.
Damn. How about dress in a server's outfit and deliver the meal to you guys? How about that?
Well, speaking of food, I know, as you know, a lot of people at SoFi Stadium. And I know a lot of people work very hard to make SoFi Stadium a terrific experience.
I love SoFi Stadium.
Of all the Achilles heels that they don't want to see pressed, I would say the soft spot that they know they hear a lot about that is very it's a touchy nerve for them. The food.
They can do better.
And the fact that Henry Winkler came on and went there just for I know we're speaking nationally and on our podcast internationally. I get it. This is a local issue here in Los Angeles, but that's We hear that a lot, but you have no problem, huh?
I do not have a problem.
He couldn't even say that's
a
chicken finger.
I have a couple places that I like that are right near my seats that I go to.
But it's the same, like...
No.
It's there different on different levels.
I know,
different
but it's...
Different on different levels.
Because I remember for the national championship game, as the rain came down, Coop wanted a specific... He wanted a chicken tender.
Uh-huh.
I had to go three quarters around the circumference of level three or whatever... Place. Because for like a half of the concourse, it was the same thing over and over again until I found the one corners. Thing that was different.
They're all in the corners.
There was a lot of corn dog, to use the phrase. Now we have to use it in hour three.
They can do better.
I actually...
I look forward to the improvements in 2022.
Do you know who has no say in the subject matter right now?
Any of us. Oh, TJ.
God, have you ever been to SoFi?
Oh, we went for the WrestleMania.
Yeah, I went for the WrestleMania launch.
He'll be there soon.
Yeah.
Coming up.
So you have been to SoFi.
WrestleMania is coming up in April.
TJ will give us a... Yeah.
So you're going back?
I'm hoping to.
What do you mean you're hoping to?
I'm hoping to go to WrestleMania.
Why wouldn't you?
Just see what the ticket situation is.
This guy. It's free. If it's not free, it's not him. Is that what it is?
I understand that line.
Essentially.
Thinking, though, Rich.
Yeah, Brockman is like the king of that.
Hold out as long as you
Well,
can.
We changed partners, so we can't call them up.
Yeah, I know.
That was your ticket for the last 2 years.
But Seth Rollins reposted a picture of me and him on his Twitter and said we might be the
next. That's true. He could leave us tickets.
So. He was one of my favorite guests.
Talk to you about that because I knew you weren't really familiar with him beforehand, but I thought your conversation about the Bears, the whole thing was great.
Just dynamite.
Yeah, he was great, right?
Loved talking to him. That was great.
Yeah.
He was locked in.
He was.
Yeah. Like I said, he's a fan.
He either loves football or hates football, depending on the Bears' final score.
I mean, the favorite is his first tweet when they beat the Niners. He's like, woo, Super Bowl, here we come. And I hate football.
Well, no. Wait. Then he hated football. Then he loved football. And then hated football
for
the
like
rest
13
of the
weeks.
Season. They were 2-1. They were 2-1.
I know.
I love football, undefeated, Super Bowl bound, Bears stink, refs stink, I hate football. Then I love football. He hated football. Oh, wait, look at this one. What's December 18th, 2022? Because he just wrote hate football. He forgot the I. Was that a particularly bad loss that week?
The 18th. Hold on, I got here.
I still have my...
I need to go back and do the head-scratching losses of the year because week one, Bears, 49ers.
Well, that was a monsoon.
I get it.
December 18th, they lost to the Eagles. Oh, did they lose to the Eagles?
25-20.
Hate football.
Ooh.
That was one they were winning at one point, right?
Yeah, that was, I think, Justin Fields' last good game of the year. By the way, Justin Fields versus Jalen Hurts, when that happens again, was Jalen Hurts not – he did play that game.
That's the one he got hurt in.
As a matter of fact, that's the one that was in Soldier Field. That's the one that Hurts got hurt in.
Yeah, he had
finished the game, and then obviously the rest of the season went the way it did.
He had two picks, 15 yards passing.
That's right. But Hurts versus Fields in future games, look out.
You know who else got a pass for the Bears in that game? Peterman.
Is that right? That's right.
He was 0-1.
The NFL can't quit Peterman, and Peterman can't quit the NFL. The football gods love Peter, man.
Let me tell you about Peter.
Oh, by the way, those are great. Those are great in the script meetings when they're like, "How? When are we going to work Peter Man in?
What week for Peter Man?
Week 15.
What week?
We'll get in week 15.
Script meetings.
Script meetings. All right, 844-204-RICH, number to dial here on the Rich Eisen Show. Major League Baseball is back. And the bases are bigger. And the Ghost Runner's not going anywhere. We got to talk about this coming back.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Check out our new NBA show, Beyond the Arc, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can find me, John Gonzalez, NBA insider Bill Reiter, and Ashley Nicole Moss 5 days a week talking all things NBA. Whether you're looking for insightful discussions, upbeat commentary, breaking news, interviews, or coverage of all the biggest stories in the NBA, our new show is the place to be 5 days a week. Download and follow Beyond the Arc on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, Monster.com can help you win the job hunt, folks. You want to get out there. You want to get a job. You want to get a job that's not only right for you, but it's right for them to get you, and you get paid what you're worth. Monster.com's got you. Because employers can actually start recruiting you before they post their jobs to Monster.com because you've already uploaded your resume there. Millions of job openings. Great coaching and career advice. So you give a strong performance when it counts. And Monster.com specializes in building the right team for employers, knows how to match you with those job fits. So it's both sides of this street. When you score the position, that salary calculator I was alluding to, Monster.com has it, ensures you're paid what you're worth. Get off the sidelines. Go to Monster.com. Win the job hunt. Monsterjob.com. Check it out, everyone. So much fun, guys, with Henry Winkler. We're on fire. You know how I know we're on fire?
How's that?
I just booked a guest in studio for tomorrow.
Oh?
Liz doesn't even know about it yet. But don't worry, Liz. I know that we've got Ken Marino, hour three. Our second hour guest will be out in time.
Oh. Are you going to tell us?
Sure.
Okay.
99 in your program, number one in your heart, just texting me. I'm in L.A. I'm like, okay, Warren, you want to come in?
He said, yeah. Sap going fishing?
Sap.
Sap not fishing.
He is not fishing. Yeah. He's in Los Angeles.
Oh, my goodness.
Sap will be here.
This tomorrow.
Hour two.
Hour two.
Just here.
Right here.
Wow.
Oh, he's doing stuff. He'll tell you what he's doing. I don't want to speak for him.
You know when Sap's here because he'll literally just walk from the back and come right in.
Right in. Take a seat.
Literally come and sit down.
And lay waste. Oh, my God. Do you know what he's going to... He will probably... The word eviscerate. He will eviscerate Juju Smith-Schuster. For tweeting about the way that he did.
Oh, he also has thoughts about the Bears.
About the Bears doing what?
He thinks they're trading Fields.
Great. I don't think they're going
to
do that.
One thing I want to ask you, Rich, about that situation. Justin Fields was drafted by a prior GM, right? So maybe that's the only thing I can think of maybe Ryan Poles wants his own guy. Maybe that's the only reason I can think
of. And Eberflus might want his own guy. But that doesn't mean that they can't inherit another guy, because I'd imagine the McCaskey family, when they interviewed both those guys, saying, what's your plan for Justin Fields? I was around the McCaskey family this past weekend.
So you know something?
All I know is when the name Justin Fields was mentioned, their faces lit up.
Yeah.
So they can't go from drafting him, seeing him, meeting him, loving him, and then they hire a new GM and a new coach. You don't think they got hired because of their plan for Justin Fields? That's why I don't understand this whole thing. Then all of a sudden they're around him for a year maybe, and they're like, yeah, we don't like him so much anymore.
I mean,
let's go ahead and hit the reset button with a guy who's never done it before, despite somebody who's been in our world, in our orbit for 2 years, and our current system for one, and in the current system for one has lit it up. He was terrific last year under the circumstance. Everybody thought he's a sitting duck and he doesn't have any weapons. And instead, the run game was terrific. And Fields was the king of that run game. Do you see Jim Irsay had a little bit of fun? Because I guess he saw the mock draft from
McShay
that had the Colts trading up to one for Bryce Young.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I saw this.
And he tweeted out a photograph of himself on a bear in the Lincoln Park Zoo in Chicago as a kid. He said, my relationship with the Chicago Bears goes back more than 60 years.
That's hilarious.
So, tells you right there.
I mean, what NFL Twitter. Photo. NFL Twitter, the last 24 hours is the NBA Twitter.
Well, I love it. The season never stops, right? Is that the tagline?
Am I going to have to get back
season
on Twitter?
Season never ends. Season never ends.
You just go on the Rich Eisen show.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Get at 2Jiggy2. Just get a new one.
But then all my followers, man, all the people that I have cultivated who followed me, you know what I'm saying?
They'll come back.
Drew McIntyre followed me. Ellen DeGeneres followed me.
Phil in Lawrence, Kansas, you're here on the Rich Eisen show. What's up, Phil?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. You guys are awesome.
Thanks. Right back at you.
Back at you, buddy.
Let's talk about the Chiefs briefly and how tired we're going to get of the Chiefs. And first, there's a story here about the NFL draft that I heard several weeks ago, seeing whether you guys can confirm this. In 2016, the Chiefs were trying to move up to take a quarterback. This is the year before they took Mahomes. They were unable to move up. The quarterback they were trying to get was Paxton Lynch, who got drafted by the Broncos. The Chiefs moved down in that draft and picked up Chris Jones.
Ooh.
And because of that, they were then able to move up in the 17 draft and take Patrick Mahomes, which just shows you what the draft can become when you don't get what you want. You can luck into something. But beyond that, I think we're going to get tired of the Chiefs pretty soon, because their last draft, they got guys that are going to be all pros for years. Nick Bolton is a tackle machine. He's only 22. Trent McDuffie is a cover machine. He's only 21. And they've got all these guys on contracts. Beyond the fact that the Giants just gave away Kadarius Toney, who we have control of for the next 3 years, this is the Tyreek Hill trade. I think in a couple of years we're going to wonder whether who was the trade that the Cowboys made that gave them three.
Herschel Walker is what you're saying, or
we're going to compare that to the Herschel Walker trade at some point, I would think.
Phil, a fascinating conversation, man. And thank you for the call. Call back again. That was great stuff. I made a mental note driving down here. I got to reach out to the NFL Network. Last Super Bowl team to have two rookies score a touchdown in it.
Ooh.
I've got to wonder, that's such a rarity. Isaiah Pacheco and Sky Moore scored touchdowns. And if you want to expand it to most touchdowns scored in a Super Bowl game by players that weren't on the team the year before, then you include that. Then you include
last year,
Tony in that subset.
The Bucs had Gronk and Antonio Brown score touchdowns in the Super Bowl.
That's two different guys. Tony, Pacheco, Sky Moore. This point last year, not on the Chiefs. They all scored touchdowns for the Chiefs in the Super Bowl.
Good one.
Because Kelsey scored one and Nick Bolton scored one. Those are the five scores. Five touchdowns with the Butker kick to win it. Kelsey, old school. Nick Bolton, 2021 draft choice. Sky Moore, 2022 draft choice. Isaiah Pacheco, 2022 draft choice. Kadarius Toney, midseason pickup.
Bolton almost had two touchdowns.
He sure did. Unreal. Oh, and they still have Mahomes.
Oh, right. Him. He's good.
Under contract for a long-ass time.
By the way, as we stated at the time, that contract, deal.
No doubt. And just that I keep going back deal to that tweet from DeAndre Hopkins, where he's googly-eyeing saying Mahomes is different. I'm telling everybody.
Don't let that happen, man.
People are going to want to flock. If MVS gets a ring in 1 year and Juju gets a ring in 1 year, he thinks the same thing. Same thing.
But then who gets cut? So you don't bring Juju back and you bring in Hopkins?
Yeah. Or I don't. Obviously, you have to acquire him, and he makes more. He makes a lot of money.
Yeah, it's a trade situation.
And their point of view could be, well, we took Juju, and he fit, and we took MVS, he fit, and he's put them together. It's not as much as DeAndre Hopkins. Why do we need him? I mean, Veach can take that approach. Why not?
Third-round pick for D-Hop.
It was just a two, and he was amazing. And you could say that Bill O'Brien didn't get the market value for him, but I would push back to say it was a two, and he was great. And he was younger.
Yeah.
Now he's older and great. Or not as great. And people are going to want to play with Jalen Hurts too, by the way. And speaking of guys that just got added, you know who applied for reinstatement today? You've been talking about him quite a bit lately.
I just saw it, yeah. Yep.
Calvin Ridley.
Yes, indeed.
Is showing up in Jacksonville to add to that offense where Zay Jones went nuts and Christian Kirk proved to everybody that the Jaguars didn't overspend on him.
Presuming he does get reinstated,
correct,
which he hopefully should.
Yeah, because it's an indefinite.
You know,
it was at least 1 year.
But think about that, Rich. Think about that Jags offense. Ridley, Kirk, ATN, Engram.
Oh, yeah. They're building something
T-Law.
Down there. People are going to want to play with them as well.
Yeah, no state
tax. That's what happens when you win. No state tax, too. Hour 3, top 5 Derek Carr spots, and Nate Burleson.